Clever as politicians are, investigating weighty matters or trading barbs with their rivals, they still manage to overlook a lot. Here's an opinion piece from Slate writer Eric Liu. Many Pauls, he thinks, don't yet understand that the internet bubble has burst.
Al Gore must be ticked off right now. Not only is the man he defeated sitting in the White House, but now one of the leading Democrats running for president, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, is getting credit for inventing the internet. Not literally, but in recent weeks, the media political establishment has gotten breathless about the Dean campaign's successful use of the internet for fundraising and organizing. Sometimes it seems the net didn't even exist before Dean came along. Here's what Dean has been doing. He's raised a prodigious amount of money online. Through sites like Meetup.com, he's harnessed the power of word of mouth to mobilize a virtual field operation. And the liberal site MoveOn.org, the great force of digital politics today, held an online primary this year that Dean won handily, adding to his coffers and his luster. No question, the Dean campaign's use of the internet has been creative and aggressive. It highlights the fact that what makes the net more powerful than TV, phone banks, and direct mail is that the net is a network, which means that momentum, money, and buzz can spread rapidly, exponentially, and relatively cheaply. So now every politician wants to have a networked political strategy, from other presidential contenders like John Kerry to candidates at the state and local level, too. And this is where I think folks have become confused, getting the cart before the horse. In my view, Dean has succeeded online, and of course offline, too, because he's had something fresh to say and has said it in a fresh way that's gotten people stirred up. Armed with that, he's been able to take advantage of the network power of cyberspace. Absent that, as we can see in the vast graveyard of candidate websites, the net alone can't make political magic for anyone. Politics is always a few years behind the marketplace, and it seems now that politicians are having their own silly swoon over the great promise of the internet. My advice to them is this: be charismatic, have a mission that is meaningful, and a message that sparks people's imaginations. In other words, be a compelling person. That's harder to do than just setting up a website. But even in the age of digital convenience, no one said that getting elected should be easy.
Eric Liu's a Slate contributor. He previously held senior roles in both the Clinton White House and at the internet company Real Networks.